I have a caller who sort of fell into a really wonderful career in drag and was found himself dressing outside of work like all the time because other people would tell him how much they liked this drag persona and like just to brighten their days or what have you. And it had gotten to the point where he felt now obligated to show up in his drag persona for the gratification of just like people he knew, but like not people who were necessarily close to him. And it was getting to be so much that he felt like it was starting to blur, and he was considering truly like leaving it all and going back to what he had been doing before. He was studying to be an accountant, and I was, do you like what you do? He's like, oh, I love it. I love my job. And you enjoy the, I love everything about it. It's just this blur. And I suggested that maybe perhaps he could take a couple of weeks and just not dress when he wasn't working, instead of like leaving a career and a home and going back to school and doing all this other stuff. And the glitch in that lovely person's brain, it just truly, he was so wrapped up and so close to it, he couldn't really pick it apart down to the practicalities in both directions. And it just never occurred to him that he could just stop dressing in drag when he wasn't going to do a drag show. And then they had a call back a couple of weeks later, I guess. And he was just like, thank you so much. I was so wrapped up in it and so twisted, and like this was my only option, and I needed to create separation. And it just never occurred to me that I could not do that anymore. And thank you very much. So I do see power in just sometimes just that one step back where we're not clouded with the rest of the things going on in their lives. And the only thing we have to look at is what they give us to look at. And it presents opportunities for clarity that we may not otherwise gain. So I was really grateful for the opportunity to be able to help in that manner.